Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 633. Brock Hunter.
Yes.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. It's going to be wet.
It's going to be wet.
Tomorrow's going to be wet and 69 for a high.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard. Did you hear about Thursday? Dude, I heard Thursday like 1,000 times.
What a sexy forecast. Wet and 69.
You know what? You're a sick son of a bitch. Let's go to the Rock News. Let's
Weather's giving me a boner.
There's no women in here. It's just you and I. Stop.
I don't know. You got some girlish figures. You got high cheekbones.
Oh, God.
I could work with it.
Oh, God.
I could work with it.
You want me to leave? Because I'll leave.
No, you stay right where you're at.
I will leave.
You stay here.
I will cold shoulder you.
Here, drink this.
No. Just go get the Rock News, would you?
Wet.
For God's sakes.
All right, let's do Rock News.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Love of God, man.
Quit trying to distract me. I'm trying to do show here, Hunter.
I'm married.
Not for long, you won't be. former Blink-182 frontman Tom DeLonge's obsession with UFOs has gotten him a series on the History Channel. Because, you know, there's nothing like going on the History Channel and hearing about things that don't exist.
Right.
DeLonge is the executive producer on the show, which is titled Identified Inside America's UFO Investigation. History has already posted a short teaser for it, though there's no info on air dates or times. This is according to the press release. There will be 6 one-hour episodes. Dude, it is crazy. Like, he left the band to pursue, like, extraterrestrial stuff.
Yeah.
He's into it, man.
He's fully blown.
Lastly, Aaron Lewis, I'm actually excited about this. Aaron Lewis claims that Stained might make a comeback soon. The group last played together at a benefit thrown by Lewis in August of 2017 during his solo show in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma on Saturday, the same one where he cursed out the crowd for not being quiet. Lewis told the audience, quote, "So what if I told you that Stained is coming back next year? And I might be lying, but I might not. There might even be live shows this year. I can't say for sure. You never know." Lewis has been pursuing a country solo career since Stained went on hiatus in 2014. His third country album, State I'm In, is due out on April 12th. And guitarist Mike Mushick. Anyway, he's working on a new Saint Asonia album with ex-Three Day Grace frontman Adam Gontier, which is expected out in the fall. So they've been working on a lot of stuff, but I would love to see a new Stained album. I really would. Something dark and brooding and just...
I got the opportunity to hang out with Aaron Lewis for like an hour on their tour bus.
You and I both have pretty much the same Aaron Lewis story, except he doesn't cry in mine.
Dude, so sad. You know, you go and you think, oh, this is going to be great. Yep. I'm going to go on this bus. I finally get to hang out with a famous band.
Yep.
You know, they're gonna dazzle me with stories. And
yep.
No. Yeah. No.
You got high and cried.
Ended up, crying a little bit and saying how terrible this tour was. And he just wanted to go home. I'm like, dude.
Bring me down, man.
Hey. They're
bringing me down. I got to interview him and Mike at Rocklahoma years ago. And right away in the interview, he lights up a joint, and I just see him get higher and higher.
He loves the weed.
He loves the weed.
He does.
It's fantastic.
You know?
Great interview, whether stoned or not.
Which was amazing because the amount of weed he smoked on that bus and then immediately went on stage.
I don't know how you do it.
Just like, how do you do that, dude?
It's
like,
nuts. It's absolutely nuts. That's why I don't let you come to the show high anymore, Hunter. It's terrible. All right, we actually have a fun new segment for you to add to Rock News. So without further ado.
On this day in rock history.
Adamite. Adamite is a zinc arsenate with hydroxide mineral.
Wait, hold
it
on.
Is a mineral that
Hunter,
typically occurs.
Hunter.
Let me finish. Hang on a second. Typically occurs in the oxidized or weathered zone above zinc or occurrences. Pure adamite is colorless. But it usually possesses a yellow color. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because it's not that type of rock history. Like rock music, not rocks like sediments and minerals.
Oh.
You are the dumbest man I have ever met. Why?
Well, let me at least.
No. Why on God's green earth would we talk about rocks on the show?
Because it's interesting. I have a rock collection. I thought you were thinking of me, possibly.
I want you to sit there quietly and think about what you've done. Not another peep about rocks.
Adamite's my favorite.
I don't care. On this day in rock history, 1965, Eric Clapton leaves the Yardbirds. This is what I'm talking about.
Right.
Clapton left the band to get away from their pop direction. 1973, David Draymond, vocals of Disturbed, was born, and the world became a better place because of it. And lastly, on this day in rock history, 1987, I love this, man, the first single was released. It was Bryan Adams for the hit Heat of the Night. And if you don't know what a single is, it's a single on a cassette. You know, they used to have the old 45s, the A-side, B-side.
Yeah.
So they did that with the single. 1987, Bryan Adams.
Pretty legit.
I love that, man.
Not as legit as Adamite, though.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Tints of Green also occurred and are connected with
this day in rock history.
The Plan B Morning Show.